another point of benefit. A traveler led by a resident imam. A traveler led by a resident imam. The traveler started his salah without wudu. And completed the salah with the imam. Then afterwards he remembered that he entered the salah with the resident imam without wudu. In this case, he makes up his salah as 2 rak'ah. Second situation, the same as this one. However, he, during the salah, he loses his ritual purity because of a minor ritual impurity. But this is during the salah. In this case, he makes up his salah as 4 rak'ah. And you see the difference? Can you see the difference between these two situations? Naam. So in the second situation, his salah now is linked to the imams. But in the beginning, he didn't enter the salah. So the salah with him is 2 rak'ah initially. You understand? With the first situation, he didn't enter the salah because he didn't have a state of purity to begin with. And the second, it is linked, but it was then nullified. It was linked, but it was nullified. So, in this case, he does the 4 rak'ah in the second situation to make up, and in the first situation, he brings 2 rak'ah. And this happens. This really happens a lot. And people don't know what to do in terms of the makeup. Okay. So in the first place, the first person's salah did not commence in the first place, right? And what's due upon him is 2 rak'ah for the traveler. Right? So in this case, he didn't enter any salah, right? To begin with. So therefore, he makes up his salah as regularly too. You understand? In the second situation, his salah commenced with the imam correctly in the beginning. But it was corrupted during this salah. He lost his wudu after commencing the salah with the imam. So in this case, he makes it up as 4. Okay, fine, alhamdulillah.